Sick.
I have this profound revelation where I'm like, this is how rhythm works. I'm having a blast, dude.
You're high.
Dancing my ass off. You're high. I was on a creative dose.
I could see music.
I was on a creative dose, dude. I was on a creative dose.
You're high off your ass. Dancing like a damn idiot.
Having so much fucking fun, dude. I was having a blast.
Yeah, I mean, that is fun.
And then, it was so fun. And then, like, it all gets crowded. And then, so I had to take a break. I got, like, I was having so much fun that I almost was like, dude, take a breather. So I went to the bathroom, gave myself a little mirror talk. And then the whole thing flipped back around where I'm like, you're good to go. And just went out there. She went and sat down. She's like, go out and dance. Like, Billy was out there dancing with my mom strictly because he was trying to, like, let girls see him and get ass.
Oh, God.
Silly dude. Silly Billy was in full effect.
Oh, that's so sad. He sent me the video of you and him and his mom dancing.
He knew what he was doing.
I did not know.
Any of my female cousins or, like, cousins' wives, like, oh, that's so sweet what Billy's doing. I'm like, he's trying to get ass. And they're like, oh, come on.
He told me it was for a sweet reason.
What'd he say?
He was like, my dad didn't want to dance. So I was like, mom, I'll dance with you. Like,
and that's true. That is true.
That is true. But you're right that it was definitely, he was laying a trap. That was bait.
Yeah.
That was
He's using my mom as pussy bait, dude.
You can't use your mom as pussy bait.
I mean, dude, you can't. I mean, again, it's a wedding. These guys, him and Joey are hard stags. Joey at one point took off his belt and started doing limbo on the dance floor. These guys were getting after it, dude. Trying to get so any means necessary.
Yeah. Well.
So. I'm sitting there with Britt, and she's like, look, I'm going to chill out. Like, just go back out there and go have fun with, like, Billy and your family. And I was like, I'm not going to go out there by myself. And then I was like, yeah, I probably should. Dude, I just danced by myself the entire night. It was so
Damn.
Fun. It was so fun.
Your cousins definitely think you are, like.
I had so much fun.
Special needs.
Whatever, dude.
Like, I think Matt's getting.
Dude, I just rose up against
trouble.
The elders of the family,
You're
dude.
Out of your table.
The elders of the family.
You went out and danced by yourself.
Dude, with my newfound moves, dude. Fucking yeah. stepping
You got some good moves, though. I'll give you that.
Dude, you thought I did. And I thought I always thought I kind of stunk. But, dude, now that I'm equipped with my next challenge, I got to go to a BIPOC wedding.
I do want you to know the time in Chicago when you danced at that person of color circus.
Yes. Universal circus. Yes.
And they picked you out of the audience to dance.
Which was racist. Yes.
The white man. They said this will be funny. They tried to clown on you.
They did.
And then the crowd went crazy when you hit the moves.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a video of a autistic kid at a high school in a dance off? And the crowd goes, what they do.
True.
I am afraid that could have been what happened to you.
No, I killed it. I killed it, dude.
Well, that's exactly what the autistic kid at the high school thought. So you got to be careful because it could have been that. Now, I saw the moves.
Hold on, let me think.
But I think I also might be
my
in your friend
my
group.
My footwork was nasty, dude.
Footwork was
I was
nasty.
A little uptight.
That's
at first.
Always the autistic kids when they get in the dance, they can swing their feet
so
around.
So I hit a couple of those like I hit a couple of DDRs. Yeah. I hit a couple of Dance Dance Revolution moves at the wedding.
That's the autistic kid.
And that's when people would be like, all right, dude, that's enough of you.
It's too bad there weren't any Asians there. They would have been like, this guy's good.
That was like a 100,000 point combo, dude.
Dude, I do want you to know. I should have picked up on it before.
Oh, man, that's
but
true.
Like the autistic kid in the dance circle
yeah.
at the black school, the person of color school, he has a couple white boys that he's friends with that are also nerds.
Yeah.
So when the crowd goes nuts, they're like, this guy's killing it.
This guy's killing it.
They don't know.
This is the fundamental.
Universe Soul Circus might have.
No, I killed it. I'm telling you, because when I wasn't killing it,
I know
it,
you
they
still have
laughing.
The footage. I'm going to have to review it.
Please do.
And
please
we might need to put it in the intro if it's not too bad.
Oh, please. Yeah, no,
if
for
it's
sure.
not too bad.
100%.
I would hate to put that on you. I'm 100%. Sorry I just did that.
No, please put that out
okay.
there. Okay. I'm actually, that's some of my early dance, part of like my dance portfolio.
And
that's
could
my
you
early
make
stuff.
It in the intro a montage of autistic kids dancing in dance
yes,
circles?
Please. No, that would be sick. Dude, here's the fun.
I do think there is a difference. It's just a theory I have.
Here's the thing. Here's the fundamental mind switch. It's total doesn't matter.
Of course it doesn't.
Exactly.
It does not matter.
When I was there, it was like all of the grumpiness and weirdness I would do, and I would sit there and be like, why does she want to make me dance? I don't want to dance.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm just going to get out there, not even for myself, just add to the vibe of the party. And I did.
Yeah, that's
big
it.
Time. Might have freaked out. My family might be taught. Might be like, oh,
I start out as a grumpus. I start
you
out.
Gotta
like,
add
I don't get like pouty. I'm just like, I'm not dancing. And it's not a big deal. Go dance.
Yeah.
I'm going to get hammered. And then I get hammered and I'm like, oh, what am I doing? I should get out there.
That's the standard move.
Yeah.
Which again, that rules too. Coming in, dude, I'm telling
Once I hear you, shout, I'm sitting there. I'm like, I got to get out there.
Mine's Montel Jordan. This is how we do it. I fly out of my seat.
That's
like
that's a good bait song for Dragula. Next time you get the touch tunes,
yeah.
toss that on.
Yeah.
Everybody will start dancing. Then fucking.
Look, something's happening. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Dude.
That's tight, though.
The rest of the night was very fun. Dancing with Silly Billy. Watching Billy out there having fun.
Love seeing Billy have fun. Pumping me up.
Brother, Kevin got out there.
Really?
Classic Stiff McGriff, dude. Got out there.
He is a Stiff McGriff.
Tin Man, dude. He was moving, dude. I'm telling you, I was vibing so hard, it was rubbing off on the whole floor.
That makes sense.
At one point, the funniest part was they started, I hate when my family does this, they started doing like a circle thing.
Oh, yeah, every family does it.
Pigged out right in the middle to an absolute, like everyone, someone, obviously the bride came in, everyone's like, yeah, 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 and the couple were like, yeah, yeah. I busted some moves, I bombed in the circle, and then this was like, got out and was like, not a big deal, dude.
Oh,
not a big deal. I bet
were the brothers excited to tell you bombed? Did anybody tell you?
No, I just kept it pushing.
Well, that's a good sign.
Dude, I'm telling you.
If you're self-aware of bombs dancing.
And just, I was like, back out. Let's get back out there, dude.
Yeah, take it out.
I'm equipped with the rhythm, dude. My two steps unstoppable right now. Here's my challenge for myself.
Don't.
The BIPOC wedding.
Don't do any dance challenges.
No, I am. The BIPOC wedding. I am. The BIPOC wedding I'm going to, I believe, in July. No microdoses. I'm going to try to do it stone sober and go out there and just dance my ass off.
I promise that's impossible.
That's what I think. It's been keeping me up at night.
But impossible is nothing, dude. You could sober dance at a BIPOC wedding.
I'll be like probably the only white dude.
Definitely.
I'm going to go out there, dude, and stone sober.
Definitely the only white dude dancing by himself.
True.
If you go, well, dude, Brittany, what if there's a circle?
I'll join into it, dude. I'll get to do what I got to do.
Get into the circle?
Perhaps more of a train, but maybe a circle too. Might be more of a two-line structure. I don't know if the circle's going to happen.
True.
There's not much of a circle there because everybody, like the circles usually, it's kind of like a... Let's say a whiter defense mechanism to be like, oh, you suck out. And you're like, no, I'm participating. But then you're just like, you go do it. And then you kind of watch. Dude, you go to a black wedding. It's the opposite if you don't dance. People are like, what's... They'll come up and be like, you okay?
Yeah.
But there are... It's funny because there are black people who aren't good at dancing. And they kind of like...
They lean back.
They just lean back. Or they'll sit. I mean, yeah, if they could. They could just sit there, you know. Exactly, like they had that thing on them. Like, I would dance, but I got a fucking gun.
Yeah, I can't.
I brought a gun to this party.
Drop this and have a discharge and kill someone here.
But it is funny seeing the black dudes who like kind of stink at it, and they will kind of like stand off, and you know, there's the whole, you know, it's a big deal. But yeah, dude, that's my personal. And again, I could, if you just take a microdose or two, like a little like 0.2, 0.3 dose, and go dance on or go just to a wedding, it's fun, dude.
Dude, I can't.
It's so fun.
I cannot.
Because it's
I can on mushrooms. Mushrooms would be fun.
It's a mental shift, dude. When you take yourself out of the equation, you're just like, I'm just a being serving this function of this party, and like my personal outcomes irrelevant. Such a mindset change, dude. I had so much fun. We left early, though.
I believe you.
We got out. What the hell? Early. Well, Bay was tired, and they didn't know. It wasn't
send
over.
Send her to bed.
It wasn't over till 12:30. She offered. She was like, I'll go. And I said, Bay.
That's a trap.
Yeah,
I'm not going to fight you tomorrow because of this.
I said, let's go.
Or in an hour. When you text and say, when are you coming home?
Yeah. No, I was, you know, I'd had enough. I also, this was the other thing too, dude. This was the possibly the weirdest part of the whole thing. So I'm sitting there. I'm at the table between little, like, you know, bouts on the floor.
Did Spud go?
No, he wasn't there. Dude.
I'd like to see him dancing.
He tears it up. Spud hits the floor. Spud doesn't stop, dude. He goes hard as fuck.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Spud hits the floor like just like a little kid and just hits it hard as fuck.
Why'd you say that?
It's just pure joy.
Oh, okay.
I remember seeing him one time at a wedding. And it's just absolute pure joy. He has a good time.
I can imagine him at the McCusker things dancing on a table like the hobbits. And everyone's standing around with like mead. And he's up there. Spud, I love you. I know he's listening to that.
He actually is pumped about Hobbit Dome, actually.
Yeah. Hobbits rule.
True.
Sorry, Spud. Feel bad. I don't want to.
They all feel bad.
I know right now he's painting and he just put his brush down and went, what the fuck?
You think he went out for coffee?
Right now.
He slapped the brush.
He just heard these
slapped
words.
Slapped the brush against put
his
the brush can. Down.
I was like, what the fuck's his problem? Fuck him.
True. Yeah, well.
That's a beef, dude. Me and Spud are now beefing. You guys are now fuck beefing. You, Spud. I know you're listening to this. Piece of shit.
Dude, so I'm sitting there. I'm at the wedding and I'm like, you know, again, I'm like, there was parts where I was kind of like sitting there like that weed gummy fucking took me by storm, man. That was the thing that like turned it into kind of a somewhat kind of like dubious situation. And so I'm sitting there and like, dude, out of the corner of my eye, I see this dude and I could have sworn he was looking at me like,
he's giving you, he's mean mugging you?
No, here's the thing. So I'm sitting there and I look back and I'm like, the guy's just like staring at nothing. And I go, holy shit, dude, like, does my mind lightly hallucinate judgment all the time? Like, I'm like, what the fuck's that guy? And I'm like, I'll like see. This was like a weird thing I kind of experienced while I was there. I was like, I think I mildly hallucinate in my waking hours, like judgmental looks and stuff that just don't exist. My mind just projects them out onto people. And then I just sat there being like,
in your waking hours? Floor.
Yeah. Like apparently, and I've read about this before, but like people will like minorly hallucinate little things that like just didn't happen at all. Like you'll read like a sign, you could have sworn it said something else, and you look at it again, you're like, well, my mind just literally projected something on there. So I was like, I think I do that a lot.
Well, I think that's probably, if I had to guess, just a hunt, like that's how your mind works.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
You're interpreting every single person's face towards you.
Exactly.
So it probably gets them wrong. And then sometimes when you're nuts, it's just totally wrong all the time.
Yeah. But like
what are you looking at?
Now you fill in like, you know, like when you look at that thing where it's like the, is it a candle or is it two faces, that kind of thing. And really it's neither. It's just this blob that you kind of assigned
me. Shit.
Yeah. It's just a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
So I think like, that's what they kind of talk about. I caught it out of the corner of my eye and my mind was like put in the picture of a guy being like, and I looked and they just wasn't even looking at me. And I was like, how often do I hallucinate judgment in my waking hours? Oh, man, I got to hit the floor.
I bet he was looking at you. Probably. He was definitely looking at you like, damn, this guy's high as fuck. And he saw you like.
I do this when I get too high. I'm like, start rubbing my chest. I'm like.
I had to go home. I was down in Tampa Way.
You're Tampa?
Somebody, I ate a weed edible somebody gave me.
Yeah,
I was crushing beers, crushing the brewskis, chilling, having a good time. A dude was a EMT, or a surgeon, I think. And he was telling me about just horrific stories, just horrific, like terrible injuries and surgeries and shit. And then the weed edibles hit, and I was just like, I started doing this. I was like, as soon as I realized I was doing this, like while talking, like a guy was talking to me, and I was like, I have to go home. I was like, I gotta go home right now.
Put yourself to bed.
Yeah, and a bunch of the people were like, no, stay. And then the manager came out and was like, no, he should leave. He's got a show tomorrow. He's gotta leave right now. I was like, thank you.
How strong was it?
I don't know. I could have sworn she said 10 milligrams.
Dude,
which is nothing.
That's my beef. So I got these things I got out, and I was out in Chicago
for graduation. But it was enough that I was just like, I have to leave.
That's dude. So I got these things from Chicago. When I was out for my sister-in-law's graduation party, it's legal out there. So I went and got a bunch of weed gummies, flew back with them. You can't stop me. And the, dude, they say they're fucking 10 milligrams. I'll like eat half of them. And again, you know, being on a microdose ramps them up. But even the one day I ate one when I was, in Chicago for the graduation party, dude, I was stuck. And I was like, these have to have more.
Yeah.
Stop me right in my tracks, dude.
Yeah.
I was like sauteing.
True. I got these edibles out of like a lady's truck in Tampa.
Dude.
They tried to give me a joint and I was like, I'm not going to smoke. And she was like, I have some edibles. And I was like, I'll have one. I just got it out of like a lady's glove compartment.
Well, here's the thing.
It was probably like 150. I was just like.
This package says 100, but I always thought it's 100 total. So it's like, and they're definitely not 100, but they're supposed to be 10 a piece.
Yeah.
Dude, these things were like fucking knocking my socks off. And then that's when I had the half of one at a wedding. I was like, oh, you had half. Dude.
Still rocked you?
Pluto, bro. I was just sitting there like, what the fuck? But what happens too is when you mix them, because it's like a jelly mixture.
Yeah.
So you pour in like if you're using.
Yeah,
like,
I've had some of your gummies.
Exactly. So you're using like.
Yeah, every once in a while you hit a landmine.
Exactly. Because it's like water and oil. And then if you're using distillate, obviously it's a little different. But a lot of times like you're just mixing sludge. So like there's nothing stopping if it's distillate or if it's like a coconut oil. It's going to concentrate in certain areas. So sometimes you eat one, it's a dud. Sometimes you eat one, you go. This is like 4 in 1.
This is a major problem.
This is a major one. So
dude, remember how Mackie used to crush those things.
Crush them, man.
That's weird.
Well, here's the thing. A lot of times, you know, some people.
R.I.P. Mackie.
R.I.P. Mackie.
Former friend.
Remember how.
Man, I miss my dogs, dude.
Man, dude. What's he been up to?
I don't know.
What?
I don't talk to him.
Why?
Because he abandoned me.
Hit him up, dude.
He left me.
There's no time for that. Hit him up.
I hit him up. He doesn't answer sometimes.
Really?
What the fuck, Mackie?
Dude,
we used to be dogs, dude.
What the hell?
I'm beefing
doing?
With Maxter. Yeah. I'm beefing with Spot. Tough beef. Obviously,
you guys are beefing right now.
I did. Look, I fired first, but I'm going to keep the fucking foot
on
the pedal.
Keep
dude.
A strong defense, dude. That was another thing I started laughing at recently is when I go for walks, how much I'll pretend to argue with people in my head constantly.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fucking problem.
It is.
I'll like walk by a person, think what they might be thinking about, like in terms of like, especially with the mask shit. I'll walk by a person, see them, like, even if they even, if I think they're thinking a thing about me, I'll walk for a block and a half and be like, and then if they were to turn around and say this, I'd be like, yeah, dude, well, fuck you then. I'm like, yeah. It got physical. I'm like, I'll catch myself being like, dude, you're out on a relaxing walk. Why are you fighting with
people? Yeah,
your
head? That's
you
how it always ends.
Psychopath.
Soder had a funny joke about how he gets in shower fights. Like every time he's in the shower, he like battles one of his friends. And then he's like, this is how low self-esteem I have. I lose. He gets in shower arguments. He's like, you know what? You have a good point. I'm going to work on that.
That's small bird. I'm not saying you got a small bird. I'm saying that's my small bird field kit, dude. No. Stand on the edge of the bed. Missionary, stand on the edge of bed, doggy. And if you can, eat for about half an hour.
Yeah.
I don't do that anymore. But when I was a young man, now I just kind of.
I don't know. I kind of like the legs on my shoulder. That feels like, it feels like a blanket.
It feels good. You feel nice. Ooh. Wow. Ooh. I like to see you moving around like that.
Do you, and this is not a disrespectful
question.
That girl,
when she came up, I was jacking a bunch that day. I got like four off.
That's Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah, I got like
that spells disaster.
What do you think? You got a revolver, dude?
I wasn't thinking. I was just like,
oh yeah, we talked about this last time. He's got like a weird problem. That's why the nofabs. You probably got dude. Yeah,
you're backed up. It's like women when they breastfeed, their body starts to know how much to produce. The same thing happens with dudes with cum. If you start fapping too much, your body starts making it, dude. Your balls are just like sweet.
Yeah, you have a heavy batch.
So she, did you tell her?
No, I didn't know. It was like,
I jerked four times.
I only thought, I only wanted to cuddle.
You came four times the day she came over?
Yeah, before 9 p.m.
So you woke up immediately and masturbated.
Yeah. I was coming off of a 2-day no fap. And I was like,
time to release the hounds. Yeah, yeah.
So you were just rolling around in your bed, just in your sheets, just fucking.
Oh my god.
At one point it's on your knees. This is a question.
On your knees, on your bed.
Have you ever jacked like that?
On
your knees on your bed? It's pretty good.
You do that? You actually do that?
Yeah, on your knees on your bed is pretty good, dude. On your knees on your bed is pretty
sitting,
good.
Sitting? What?
You actually do that.
On your bed is pretty good. Yeah,
you do the Muslim prayer position.
A couple times. I've said it a couple times. Like, it's like,
what's that? Three times a day, too. So.
True. Yeah.
It's religious.
When you want to, I don't know. It's like treating yourself. I don't know. It's easier to clean up. You just put a paper towel down. You hold your phone up here and you just.
Like a Japanese daimyo.
Yeah. What other positions?
Sitting on the edge of the bed's nice.
These are some positions I want to hear about.
Yeah, you should do the Kama Sutra. You should do the Kama Fabtra.
What else you got?
No, that's...
That's your only other position?
Kneel.
Pretty much, yeah.
Sitting on the edge of the bed with feet on the ground. No. Nice.
One knee?
Yeah.
Take
a knee and
bed down?
Yeah. Man, yeah, and over the pants? No, I don't know.
So, give yourself an over the pants HJ is nice. Did you ever try to give yourself a Clixon?
A what?
Clixon hand job?
What's that?
It was a star who would just like rub the tip of dudes' helmets until they came, like the underbelly.
Your head is shaped like this.
And goes up. She would lick her finger, yeah, and hit the V for vendetta, dude.
The exposed face.
Yes.
Like if it was, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I used to try giving them myself those.
I remember.
In bed, dude.
I remember. I remember being startled the first time you brought this up. It's still jarring.
Yeah.
It still gets to me.
Yeah,
it's tough.
You got to try. If you saw it on, I saw it on porn myself, where the girl sits there and goes,
yep,
on the bottom, it's so great. It's awesome.
Hits you with the fucking smudge.
That's how you come like a ghost. You know, like, oh.
Yeah, dude. I don't think I've ever successfully done it. I've always would get myself the point. I would just fap real quick.
Oh, yeah.
I got waves, though.
You have to fap. You can't go the whole way like that.
I got myself the dry waves. I was like, but it wasn't, I'm not clicking.
Who was saying they had a no look, no touch handy? Or cum? Sid said the no touch.
He did a mental cum.
That's the reason. Because I've been wondering why I've always maintained. I'm like, no, Sid's out of his mind.
Yeah, that's it.
That's why.
That was the comment.
That was the one comment where I was like, well, this is an insane person.
Yeah. I've been saying, like, let's recreate that. I need to see what's going on.
We need to see him do it.
I need proof.
I think if somebody can do it, this guy can do it.
True.
Do you think you can do the no touch launch?
I don't. I think I've got. I can't. I think. Okay. I've gotten myself mentally hard before, you know, just like I haven't like been able to no touch eject, but I can no touch hard, no touch like
what's your go-to
pleasures?
No touch pleasure, like you know, dry like, waves.
Dude. No
like,
touch pleasure.
Is that the dry waves? The feels yeah, where you're like oh. Ooh. Ooh, yeah, you know where it feels sure. like you're jacking. You never.
I'm gonna give myself pleasures right now.
You just can't pleasure yourself.
I can give myself pleasures.
Don't pleasures.
No. You just gotta think about.
Why are you pleasure? Why would you pleasure?
You give yourself pleasure.
Yeah, dude.
It's just like it's like a Kegel squeeze, and you kind of like almost like push your bird forward out of your body.
Yeah. Because it's just like it like. Yeah, it's just like it's like you ever like make your penis go up and down? It's kind of like that, but with like right your now. Diaphragm. Like you're like,
you just push your bird out of your body. Oh god.
Yeah. I'm doing it right now.
Feels
yeah.
good. Give yourself the pleasure. I might give myself the pleasures tonight.
We better stop. I've seen where this goes.
This is how Sydney came.
What if I accidentally came? It's like, what do you mean? You gotta just where are we at time wise? Just right away. Just,
yeah. So I keep going back.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You should go to a strip club. Have you been to one of those?
No, I don't You're like strip clubs. Like that. I don't like strip clubs.
You stick with
I like modesty. There's no modesty in a strip club.
You're on your way to Muslim. I promise Lemaire is gonna convert in the next 5 years. And you get to pick a cool name.
Dude, be
that'd be sick.
Lemaire Shabazz.
Nice
yeah. I'm gonna Hell keep yeah. the first name. I like it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Lemaire. Lemaire is a cool name, but you gotta take a full name.
Yeah, Muhammad Shabazz.
Nah, Lemaire.
Akbar Shabazz. I really like Shabazz. Oh, Shabazz should be my first name.
You could be Shabazz Shabazz.
Shabazz Shabazz, dude. Yeah, that's badass. Nice.
Shaquille Shabazz.
Shaquille Shabazz.
Shaquille be nice.
Shaquille is nice.
Yeah, dude.
Or just change your name and be like Ron.
A Muslim?
Yeah.
Ronnie Muslim.
Ryan, yeah. Ronnie.
Yeah. I'm Johnny Islam. How are you?
I can see you being more of a strong Christian man.
Yeah. Wait. Say that again. I'm sorry.
I can see you being you can preserve your values being a strong Christian man. Yeah. I don't think you have to go to
dude, I was heavy way of Islam. I was in like youth groups.
Yeah.
Nice.
They sent me to camps and stuff.
Nice.
It's crazy.
How'd it go?
It was the first time I like met white people.
pretty awesome, camps. Right?
It was pretty sick. They had big crosses. It was like a big cross.
Watch out! That's trouble.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, it was a little clutch. But
what happened at the camp? Anything interesting? Oh, that's where you squeezed a frog.
Not at the Christian camp. That was a different camp. Oh. I told a girl I liked her, and then she was like, "What?" And I cried. I remember that. I was like, "Hey, what?" And I was like.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Yeah, because I like, it was, I don't know how to like do that.
You're lovesick, dude.
Yeah, but I don't know how to like, yeah.
You're
yeah,
nobody knows how to do that, dude.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
Just buy him shit.
Yeah, you gotta buy him shit.
Give him a present. Be like, here you go.
Okay. Should have gathered stuff in the woods and just went, like, this is all I got.
Or just like make sure you kiss them multiple times before you say like, I like you.
Yeah.
Ugh. Leading with like leading verbally into that's tough, being like, I like you.
But isn't that how it should be?
Some movies, bro. No.
No.
You're supposed to display unbelievable strength to her.
Yeah.
Until she gets wet.
Mm. Were there anybody smaller than you at the camp that you could have beat up in front of her?
Exactly.
No, I did just lose a basketball game too.
You lost the game and then
came off the court and you're like, hey, I really
lost. Yeah.
I've been thinking about this. This is why I lost. I was thinking about this.